Yes.
Oh, yes, there was, wasn't there, really?
The pits.
Yes.
The pits.
And the steelworks, yeah, because...
The pits and the steelworks, because we had such terrible accidents coming from both of them. Mm. Minor things as well, but, I mean, there was tragic accidents. And this area was surrounded by collieries, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah, heavy industry and the steel industry. I mean, it's all gone now, but, I mean, in the 52 years since... It was a thriving community. Rotherham was a thriving town, wasn't it?
Well, really? I remember Sister Ad says if you worked in casualty, if there was anything happened at Silverwood, she would ring it in and say there's 5, 6, 10, 13,
yeah,
whatever, a paddy wagon's gone off the rails, you're going to have loads of casualties in. She would always ring it in and you would then try and gather more staff and just wait for whatever it was that came in. But she was good. If she could ring you beforehand, she
let
did.
Let you know, yeah.
She did. Or if she had to go down the pit face herself, she would get word up to the top for somebody to...
Who was this, sir?
It was the sister that worked at Silverwood.
Silverwood Colliery. Yeah. She was the industrial nurse at Silverwood. Yeah.
And it's same with British Steel. I don't know what you were calling them. Did British Steel, Bessemer, Steel Peach
well,
and Toller.
Well, it was Steel Peach
the same
and
firm as what made.
Yeah.
I mean... Asprey, and Eileen Asprey there, she was the same. She would ring in and say, we've had a man that's got called to in molten metal and, you know, he'll be in so many minutes, whatever.
And we
it
did
was a good relationship.
We got a lot of road traffic accidents as well, didn't we? Young lads on motorbikes, particularly.
Yeah.
A lot of nasty fractures.
I could spot a fractured spleen,
and,
fractured spleen, a ruptured spleen, just like that after a bit.
Yeah, you could.
You know, you got to know, is it a motorbike? Yeah, right.